Yes, I am so God. I am that I am. There is none like you. All of the do something new in my life, something special in my life, something new in my life. Oh, do something in my life. Thank you, Father. On this first day of the sixth month, I would like you, the sixth month was, six is a number of making. On the sixth day, he made man. On the sixth day, he made man. Unfortunately, man transferred the power of six over to Satan. And that is why the number of the devil in the time of the Antichrist will be 666. You want to declare that this month, in my going out and in my coming in, I will not see with shame. Now listen, this is going to be a month that will a little bit make this nation uncomfortable. The turbulence will still be there, but we will make a safe landing. We will get to where we're going to. And so you want to begin to speak over your life that in this month, the sixth month, the weapons of the enemy will not be fashioned against you. And if they are fashioned against you, they will not prosper. I'd like you to speak God's word over your life concerning the sixth month. Declare prophetically what you want to see over your life in this month. Speak over your destiny. Declare the things that God has declared concerning you. That's what prophetic prayer is all about. Declaring what God has declared concerning you. Open your mouth and speak over your life God's word. God's word. Speak over your life God's word today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You remain standing as we take our Bibles and open it over to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 is our consideration for this morning. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are where. Now, I didn't hear you. Which are where? Which are behind, and reaching forth. Somebody say reaching forth. Say it again, say reaching forth. Okay, fine. So reaching forth to those things or unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I want everybody to do it together with me. One, two, go. I didn't hear that loudly. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, let us therefore as many be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. If you wouldn't mind, I would want to consider my discourse this morning from the 13th verse. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I've not gotten there yet. He said, for this one thing I do, as I strive towards that for which I was apprehended. As I strive and I try to reach out for that and I press towards the mark of the high calling. There's one thing I do. I forget those things which are where, which are behind. Please let me look at somebody and say to them, forgetting the past is the key to supernatural success. Father, we pray for the blessing this morning. Speak to us in the way that only you can. Release someone today from the shackles of the past and cause us to move with speed into our prophetic destinies. We glorify your name and give you the praise without even seeing the result. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everyone said a big amen. All right. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. I'll be speaking to you this morning on what I title, I'm starting a series actually on what I title the 10 secrets for supernatural success. The 10 secrets for supernatural success. There is something called supernatural success. We are talking about success that comes not by human efforts. Is that okay? That's natural success. What you do to succeed is natural success. But when there is a divine assistance, when there is a divine assistance, divine enablement that comes into play in your life, making you to accomplish things that naturally you could not have accomplished, we call that supernatural success. It is the act of God. Supernatural success is the act of God. Supernatural success is the act of God. It is the act of God whereby a man and a woman achieves a thing or attains a position that naturally they could not have achieved by their strength, skills, and ability, except for the help of the Almighty God. In athletics, there's something they call wind-assisted performance. I'm sure some of you know what wind-assisted performance means. It means that the person arrived at the destination faster than normal, but not because of normal capacity. What they are saying is that the person was running not against the wind, but the person was running with the wind aiding the person. And so the person's performance is such that now the kind of result that you have is beyond the normal result you would have gotten from the person if not for the help of the wind. So every touch your neighbor, say, you need the help of the wind. Yeah, you need the help of the wind. Yes. Now, if you go far by yourself, you imagine what will happen if God comes behind you. You imagine what will happen if the help of God begins to come behind you. Look at how far you've come in life. Look at all that you have achieved in life. I want to say to you that you can still do much more, achieve much more, attain much more, if you can just open up to the supernatural abilities of the Almighty God. There's a limit to what any human being can achieve using our human strength. There's a limit to where anybody can go with our human strength. You are where you are because of the wind that has been supporting you. You have either been the one that has been moving yourself this far, or you have come this far by the help of the Almighty God. My son asked me a question this morning on our way to church. He said, Daddy, because he's always had this dream, he wants to be famous. And I said, it's not wrong, my son will be famous. And then he said to me, he said, Daddy, he said, must I do mathematics to be famous? I said, yes, my boy, you're going to do mathematics to be famous. He said, is it impossible to bypass mathematics to become famous? I said, don't negotiate that with me, and then you have an excuse. Is that okay? I said, you need maths to be famous. And then he asked me another question. Is it possible to become rich at a very young age? Is it possible to be rich at the age of 9? And I said to him, I said, so many have become rich. I said, so you are even backwards. And he said, prove it to me. And I said to him, Anna Montana. I said to him, Usher. I said, Michael Jackson. And I began to mention so many young people who became very famous and wealthy at a very tender age. And then he asked me one question. He said, but how comes you're a pastor and you know about Anna Montana? And then I've asked him a question. I said, how comes you, a pastor's kid, knows Anna Montana? He said, well, that's what kids should know. I said, well, that's also what an adult should know, so that they will know what their kids know. Amen. Now, you imagine the wind-assisted kind of thinking he's having. There's still a graduate who is thinking about, when I graduate, I will look for a job, and then after I've worked for about 20 years, I will save some money, I will retire or resign, and then I will start. While a graduate is thinking about getting a job, thinking about saving some money. There's a little boy who is thinking about, isn't it possible for me to break even now? The little boy, I know that he got that gene from his mom. The little boy called me, said, Daddy, he said, I have my piggy bank. So I actually sent them to go buy some things. And they didn't get it. Sorry, I sent my security guard to go get some things, and the guy didn't get it. And so he came back, he brought the money and gave to my son. The worst mistake. And then my son came to me and said that the so-and-so person said that he couldn't find what you sent him to buy. And I said, okay, so find my money. Oh, he said that, no. He said that, you know, I have a piggy bank, you know. I will put my money there. He said, so that, can I take it? And I'm like, what in the world is someone of your age thinking about? He had to go look at his piggy bank and discover that his mother took, not stole. Is that okay? Took. Parents take, they don't steal. Amen. Praise. The point I'm making is, what kind of wind is behind your thinking? You are moving as fast as you are thinking. You have come as far as you have thought. And you will go as far as you are thinking. In essence, forget about the quoting of scriptures and the many revelations you know. If your thinking is defective, your living will be defective. We are all a reflection of the creativity of our minds. The beauty of the life we have is a reflection of the creative nature of our minds. For as a man thinketh, not so shall he be. That is exactly what he is. In essence, you are a direct reflection of the thinking pattern that governs your mind. So listen, let me say it this way. If you study the Bible and can quote scripture, and it does not alter your thinking, it will not alter your living. Now, I will say it again because it will require some time for you to understand that. I have interacted with Christian pastors. This is 25 years in the body of Christ. There are some young men, when you meet them, oh, the Bible says this. They will tell you they have seen visions. They see the Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, when you meet young men and they are just talking scripture, talking this and that. Oh, man, you know, James chapter 4, before, shut up. You quote this scripture, quote that scripture, quote the other scripture. I will never forget the words of Bishop Abioye. He said something to me on my birthday. He said, Pastor Sam, after he finished praying for me, he said, Pastor Sam, this is the time for you to do more. He said, do more than you have ever done. He said, work more than you have ever worked. He said, don't rest, otherwise you'll be late to rest. And then he said something that will forever change my life. He said, Pastor Sam, he said, we are where we are, talking about the success they have achieved with the great Bishop Oyedepo. He said, we are where we are, not because we are the one that knows the greatest number of scriptures. He said, there are people that know more scriptures than we do. They can quote more scriptures than we do. He said, you know the difference between us? He said, they know more scripture. He said, we do more scripture. Until the scripture you quote alters your mind. Until the scripture you know alters your thinking, it will not shift your living. Until the word of God that you talk about, until it alters your mindset, it will alter your character. And please note this, success is not governed by how much scripture you know, but by how much scripture you live. And you cannot live out a scripture that does not affect your thinking, because living is the byproduct of thinking. How long you have been in the church does not determine how well you will be in the church.
Can I say that again?
Uncle Sam.
How long you have been in the church does not determine how well you will be in the church. Paul, the apostle, just joined the church when he gave his life to Christ. And within a short time, sir, Paul wrote the number of scripture, number of epistles that none of the apostles can ever rival. Why, sir? It is not how long. They were with Jesus, but he wrote things about Jesus that even themselves they can't understand. You didn't hear what I just said. Can you imagine somebody from another church writing a book about me for you to read? Wouldn't that be an insult to you? The first question you will ask, who are you to write about Papa? We know him. The first set of people that will be insulted are my pastors who have been with me for 12 years. What do you want to write about him that we don't know? No, you see, we have been around him. You see, it's possible to be around him but not be with him. That was why Jesus said, I call you that you may be with me, not around me. And it's as a result of being with me that qualifies you to be sent by me. That you might understand my manner of life. Supernatural success is the act of God. And it is governed by the way you think. So in athletics, they have what they call wind assisted performance. A situation whereby an athlete arrives at a destination by the help of the wind. From today, the wind of heaven will begin to come behind you. I said the wind of heaven will begin to come behind you. Some of us are long overdue from where we should have been. Do you hear what I just said now? Some of you are long overdue from where you should have been. Therefore, the wind of heaven will... Listen, you don't even need the wind. You need the tornado of heaven. Is it possible to call for a hurricane? Whatever will aid you to where you are going to and cause you to arrive there faster than we can think about, let that force come behind you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the next 4 weeks, if you don't want your life to change, don't come here. Quick warning. But if you want your life to experience a quantum leap, it will be my honor to have you here Sunday morning, 7:30 and 9 o'clock. Now let me also warn you, I will make you uncomfortable. You will leave this service wishing you have had me 5 years ago. And one thing about good preaching is that it challenges your status quo. Because when Peter and John met with the man sitting, that's a problem, sir. They met the man sitting at the beautiful gate where he has always been. Very comfortable there, because that's where he always gets what he always gets that makes him to say where he always stays. When Peter and John got there, he was looking up to them to give to him the kind of things that others give to him. Peter said, no, silver and gold we have none, but such as we have we give unto you in the name of Jesus. Listen to what Peter said. Rise up and walk. That was not prayer, sir. That was a challenge. Rise up! How can you say I should rise up? You can see I'm lame. Peter is saying, listen, I'm not looking at your legs. There's something those legs can still do. Rise up and walk. And the greatest thing I saw there, sir, was that. And Peter gave him a hand. Please watch this. All that Peter did for him was to lift him. Peter said, I've lifted you up from where I met you. But leaping will be your job. If you're going to leap and walk and enter your destiny, it's your job. So, for the next 4 Sundays, I will be lifting you. I will use the messages to lift you up. But if you've got to enter your destiny, you have to leap. Do something against
the normal. Time is going. What you wanted to be in 2014, you have almost lost 6 months now. How far have you gone? I will be this. I will be, you know, where are you in the scheme of things? And gradually, you are fading away into the year, just like the year is fading away. But the devil is a liar. You're coming back strong. Can I get a good amen in the house of God? If you must enjoy supernatural success, there are powerful keys, powerful secrets that will help you enjoy supernatural, God-assisted success. That's what it is. Not just wind-assisted, but God-assisted success. And one of those secrets is what I call forgetting the past. Forgetting what's up? Forgetting the past. Forgetting. Remember ye not the former thing? Behold, I do a new thing. The former things that come to pass. Behold, I do a new thing. Forgetting the past. Let me quickly start by telling you what forget does not mean. And please note that what the Bible says in 1 Philippians chapter 3 in verse 13. What the Bible says is this. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting, not forget. What's that? Forgetting. Is that past or continuous tense? Present continuous. Is that okay, sir? Forgetting. Once I wake up in the morning, forgetting the past. Forgetting the past. Forgetting the past. He said that's how I'm able to press. I'm going to show you a few things and I will illustrate it and I'll be out of here. Thank you. So the first thing you need to know is what forget does not mean. Number one, forget does not mean denial. Forget does not mean denial. To forget does not mean that what happened, you are claiming it didn't happen. No. If a guy broke your heart and walked away from your life, it happened. Amen. Man of God, for your information, my father died in 1992. It happened. You imagine me saying now, no, he's coming, he traveled. He's playing. He's coming back. Jude is married now with a child. He's coming back. You are aware of the woman in New York that at the age of, I think, 60, she was still looking very young. And when researchers went to find out what exactly happened to her, they said she was looking, I think, 18. And when they got to find out what exactly happened, either 18 or 20, I can't remember the early age now, I'm not exact on the number now. When they went to find out what exactly made this woman at an old age to be looking so young, guess what they discovered? They discovered that the woman was stalked. Stalked where? In the past. Which past? That when her boyfriend or something happened to her, that she refused to accept the fact that it happened. So she stayed fixated in that state. Such that after time has passed, the woman still remained in the past. Isn't it possible that you are in Abuja, but in reality you are still in Lagos? Let me look at your neighbor. Where are you now? Isn't it possible, sir, that you are right now with Shadia? You are right now with Shadia, but hello, sir. When you're lying with Shadia, in actual fact, what you think you are holding is one man made that kind of gross mistake, sir. Reality. He was looking at his wife, a pastor in this city. A pastor in this city.
was looking at his wife. He just came back from gym. And the wife came to welcome him. She said, "Welcome back. I'm telling you a life story." Was looking at his wife. And I said, "Sweetheart, welcome back." And he said, "Ah, Sister Dinkwe." The wife said, "Sweetheart, wake up. What's wrong with you? Who is Sister Dinkwe?" "Ah," he said, "sorry." And the smile, the calmness. When he says, "Sister Dinkwe," you will know he's no more living in this house. He has relocated. Stuck in the past. And listen to this. Let me tell you what means to be stuck in the back past. Have you ever seen a man who is going forward and his head is facing backwards? That's what it means to be stuck in the past. And every one of us under the sound of my voice here, if we take some time to take an inventory of our lives, we'll get to discover how that some things from the past are still regulating our lives today. And we must come to a point whereby if we're going to experience supernatural success, we must say like Paul, forgetting those things which are where behind. But that doesn't mean deny them. Somebody disappointed you, it happened. Somebody you trained to school, the person woke up, the guy woke up after you trained him. He now went to marry somebody else. It happened. Everything you're showing to him now is a seed. Convert it to a seed. Don't say, "I wasted my money." Just say, "Father, I thank you for the opportunity of sowing so much seed into the life of that man. Now, that man you sowed the seed into, the harvest will come from another. Now you will reap a man that does not require an investment. Instead, he'll be investing into your life." Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? It happened though. She left you. Yes, she said no. Because there's a brother under the sound of my voice now, perhaps, who is in the service. And I said, "I can't believe it. She said no to me. I can't believe it." She's joking. She'll still say yes. I know God is working on her. God has stopped working on her. I came to tell you that. And if God is ever working on her, if I tell you who God is working on her for, let me touch your neighbor and say, "You look very quiet. It's like God is speaking to you." I know it when I'm beneath somebody's skins. I know I'm coming to somebody's house. Hallelujah. Holding your wife, but making love to her as if you're making love to your girlfriend. Every time you see your husband, your eyes go beyond him and you're seeing the former guy you used to be in relationship with. Isn't that why you want your husband to cut his head this way and put a pattern this way? Because you want to make a monster out of the man you have in your house. You want to bring a remember, a memorial, because you felt so bad you lost the other guy, so you must make the other guy show up in this guy. You don't know what goes on in life. Deniers. See, you've lost a job. They won't call you back. This one that you're saying that, no, they are joking. The company will close down. They will call me back. If they don't call back, the company won't close down and they are not calling you back. Because God has opened another door for you. Number two, what forget is not. Forget is not memory delete. When we say forget, we are not saying delete your memory. You can't delete the memory. You can't delete it. So it's not memory delete. I wish we can just wake up one day. Now, there are cases, may God not let you see memory delete. You didn't understand what I just said? Anybody want memory delete here? If you want to do memory delete, make sure you write your will. Memory delete is a disease. When you wake up, you will say, you look at your wife, you say, "Hey, young girl, how are you?" And your children, you look at them and say, "Ah, you know, these little kids, where are you coming from?" It's memory delete. So forget. Forget is not memory delete. I need to move my time. So what is forget? What? When Paul said forget, in order for me to have the supernatural assistance, Paul said, "I need to forget." What then is forget? Number one, It means to consciously identify. Consciously identify and stop focusing on a painful event or experience. Hallelujah. To consciously identify and stop focusing on a painful event or an experience that happened in the past. Sir, I have gone through so many painful experiences in my life. So many painful experiences in my life. I've been betrayed. I have had a girl I decided to marry and I've had her die within a year. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with her. I have seen friends that I committed my resources into. I've seen them turn around and hurt me. I've seen people that I believed in with the whole of my heart, because inside me is not a capacity to conceive evil against anybody. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't have the capacity. I'm not saying I can't think it. The capacity to sit down and conceive evil concerning somebody, that capacity is not installed in me. I can't waste a minute of my time, thinking about how to hurt somebody else. So why you think about how to bless people, make them happy? I've seen people that you poured yourself towards. I've seen people you poured yourself out towards. I've seen them turn back and hurt you. But then you see the point in life is this Pastor Sunday, that in the midst of it all, in the midst of all of that, I have decided, like I said to some people yesterday, to have what I call selective memory. I have decided the battles that I will fight. I have decided the memories that I will think about. For me right now, the things that I'm thinking about was when my baby girl was born. I like to think about when David was born. I like to think about when I got married to my wife. I like to think about when I came to Abuja. I like to think about how God brought us here. I like to think about those good things. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? About somebody that broke my heart. None of my business to think about it. If it broke my heart but didn't break my future, it was an irrelevant breakup. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? My question is, what has somebody done in the past that has hindered me from becoming what I've become? The reality then is established, sir, that if anybody has hurt me in the past and I've come this far by grace, none of them in the past was my enemy. They were needed for me to wake up. They were needed for me to think differently. They were needed for me to think sharply. They were needed for my creative abilities to come to the forefront. Somebody shout amen in the house of God. Oh yeah, I will never forget, sir. A man that by the grace of God, God enabled me to assist. Bring him up to a place of position, a position of relevance. I actually stepped aside from a position and I asked that he occupied the position. One day I heard the man make a statement. He said, Pastor Sam, use me. I said, me? Against my principle, I don't use people, I develop them. I said, now I'm going to show you by the grace of God that without you, God will make me. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Recently we met and he said to me, he says, sir, anytime you want to travel abroad, I know you come all the time to the airport. He said, please, sir, can you just count on me to be the one that will come and be holding your bags for you? I will render any service to you. And I said, how frail the human mind is. How people forget so easily. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? Choose your battles. Choose the memories you will think about. The life is too short. You can't spend the whole of your life thinking about all the things that have happened to you. You can't go forward thinking backwards. Your life should not be lived on the reverse gear. Help me touch somebody. Say, think forward. Think forward. To forget is to consciously identify and stop focusing on painful events. Sorry, it's a choice. It's a decision. You failed I can, so what? Do it again. And if you do it again and they finally bar you from doing I can, that's okay. It's only I can you can do. It's only accounting you can practice. If you can't do ACCA, an accounting profession itself now said you can't practice as an accountant in Nigeria, that's okay. It's only accounting you can practice. Log on to your gift. That is a career. Why will you sit down by the rivers of Babylon crying over the fact that the career has failed you? If career fails you, let gift lift you. When God sent you to this world, he put inside you what I call the capacity to succeed. And that capacity is in your gift. I'll be telling you about that later in the month. That capacity is in your gift. Log on to the frequency of your gift. You are too blessed to be distressed.
Thank you, Father.
So to forget also means to recognize and intentionally select memories. Recognize and intentionally select memories that you will stop concentrating on. Never forget that. Please, don't think hearing me this morning will solve the problem. You will have to go and hear me again and act on what I just shared with you. Consciously recognize and intentionally select memories that you want to stop thinking about. Some of us, the reason why our homes are not settled today, trust me, Pastor Zara, I hope you will help us in the premarital counseling. Trust me, a greater percentage of the problems we have in most marriages today is as a result of unresolved memories. Bringing names from the past. Former boyfriend, the issue of your ex, the issue of my ex. We're still bringing issues. And the day my husband offend me, I'll just look and I say, wow. The day my wife offend me, I will remember the girl, oh God. Are you sure I didn't make a mistake? If I had known, I should have married. And out of the abundance of the heart, one day the mouth was her. You will not know when one day you'll be talking to your wife. Then listen, honestly, I feel so bad. If I had known, I should have waited a day more. I should have married Natasha, not you, Mullen. Because you, it's a painful thing that I married you. Select memories you must keep aside. So there are things I have chosen not to make my focus. Did you hear what I just said, sir? There are things I have chosen not to make my focus. It doesn't mean I can't recall them if I want to think about them. That's why there's no memory delete. I can recall every bad thing that has happened to me in this life. I can. If I choose to, I will recall them. Because of the power of the subconscious mind. But I choose what not to think about. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. He said, think on these things. Whatever things are lovely. Whatever things are pure. Whatever things are of good report. Whatever things are of. Whatever things are of. He said, think on these things. They are on the screen for you. Whatsoever things, he said, think. This is how to think. He said, I'm giving you a pattern for thinking, a framework for thinking, a template for thinking. You cannot have a scattered thinking pattern and have an organized life. Can I say that again, sir? You cannot have a scattered thinking pattern and have an organized life. You cannot have an uncoordinated thinking pattern. I want to have a coordinated life. It's not possible, sir. You cannot have an unhealthy thinking pattern. I want to have a healthy life. And heaven can help you when your mind is messed up. Sir, you don't send a madman to 10 cities to go and preach. First of all, you cure his madness. The reason heaven has not sent you is because your mind has not been stabilized. Great peace are they who know thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Before you send the demoniac of Gadara to the cities of the world to preach, remove the devils that are making his mind unstable. Be it transformed by the renewing of your mind. If your mind can be changed, then your world can be changed by you. How dare God send you with an uncoordinated and unhealthy mind to go and heal an uncoordinated and unhealthy world? Your destiny has been waiting to embrace you for a long time. I'll be speaking on that subject very powerfully in the second service. Your destiny has been waiting to embrace you. Unfortunately, your mind, because of his attachment to his past, to the past, has not yet released you. Somebody say, I'm leaving today. Oh, come and say quickly as I round up, say, I'm leaving today. Three things you must forget as I get out of this place. Three things you must forget. Number one, forget your past achievements. Forget past achievements that carry no future potentials. You are not hearing what I'm saying. Forget past achievements that no longer carry future potentials. I was the head boy, Pastor Sam. I don't know why. They don't know my words in this church. Papa, I was the head boy of my primary school. And what's the primary school name? Hello, sir. We celebrate that achievement. But I want to say that it does not. It does not have future potential. What is the value of your head boyship in today's world? How much is it worth? The entire school you came from, how much is it worth currently in the stock market? So the reason people are not having supernatural assistance that they are stuck in the past. Using past achievement to talk in the current situation. Papa, I was a campus president of, okay, that's my situation. I was a campus president. You know, I was the campus president. I led the campus president. You led the campus president or the campus president? Put your. Yes! We had that. Pastor, you are looking at me. I led the largest crusade. Now, how many crusades have you organized in Abuja here? That is what matters now. What is your present prospect? Achievement is the reason why many of us are not having movement. You are stuck in what you achieved. The world has moved on. Let your past achievement become a fuel for future possibilities. David said, I killed the lion, I killed the bear, I killed whatever. Now because of what I have achieved, I will achieve this one too. So the only reason you remember what you have achieved before is to encourage you to achieve new things in life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Past achievement, please. My time is almost gone. Number two, past association is one of the reasons why people are not moving on in life. Three things you need to forget. Past association. First one is past achievement. Hello, sir.
Hey, Pastor, we came to, you know, we've known each other together for... We went to primary school together. You remember when we used to steal egg? All my friends that we used to steal egg with in Kaduna, Pastor, I've cut off from all of them. All of them. If I meet any of them again and they come and say, Sam, you don't know me, we're the one who normally steal egg. Honestly, if it's not me.
Amen. We should have time to do some of these things. You imagine a friend come to meet me and say, I've heard about you. You don't know me. I say, who are you? No, I'm your friend. We used to steal egg to go fight inside ceiling. And then some of you out of sympathy. It creates a platform for new relationship. My wife, meet my fellow thief. We used to steal egg together. Hello, sir. In the scheme of things, considering where you are and the weight of your destiny and the assignment before you, how does this one fit in? If you don't fit in, you can't fall in. Am I talking to somebody that's of God here? Just like you came, God bless you. Wow, I used to remember them, but God has forgiven us. Thank you so very much. Hey, please, how about your number? Don't worry, I'll get across to you by the grace of God. You excuse them, amen. You don't distribute your phone numbers to everybody. Some of you, your life is being wasted by people that don't have a business calling you. Past association. People you are relating with who are heading nowhere. Suckers. every branch in me that does not bring forth fruit, you can't be in me and not be offering me something. Because you are taking sap from me, you should bring back fruit for me to eat. I wish I can preach that unto pastors. Every pastor associated with me that I can't look at, and at the end of the month you can say, my papa, I came to bless you with a seed. Forget it, you are just a branch on your own. It's not a joke. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, you are Papa, your message is changing my life. Your message is, Papa, your message has really been a blessing. You know, some of you can keep somebody on the seat and be praising him until tomorrow. I'm not the kind of person you do that kind of thing for. There are people who only had one message, Pastor, and they just gratitude. Pastor, your message really blessed me. And they come to demonstrate gratitude. And somebody has been hearing you for 10 years. He's even judging you. Gradually, you are becoming like magicians. Every branch in me that is drinking from me, Pastor Sunday, from this week, we shall begin to cut them off. Every daughter calling me in the night, Papa, Papa, pray for me. If I pray for you and God is blessing you, now see me, Papa, hi. When God is blessing you, Papa, hi. When things are short, Papa, pray for me. No more prayer now. Oh, mommy, I'm just joking, but the point is this. Every branch in me that is taking sap, receiving spiritual things, and is not bringing forth carnal things in return, cut it off. Don't hang around me and waste my time. I have somewhere to go. If you have nowhere to go, good luck to you. In fulfilling destiny, you must not be sympathetic. Sympathy is not part of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is not sympathy. Compassion, is it part of it? Eh? Some of you are mortgaging your destiny on the altar of sympathy. People messing your life, people wasting your time. They come, somebody come and sit down with you 3 hours. No contribution to your life. Hello, sir. I'm one who is giving. I'm sowing into people's life. I'm blessing people spiritually. I don't want around me suckers. Anybody around me, I should be able to trace and find intelligently and credibly what value that person is adding to my life. What value are you adding to my life? Partnership is a choice. Fellowship is commanded. We can be in the same church. That's okay. It's not the same. We worship, I preach, you here, go your way. But you want to hang around me, you have to tell me what you are bringing on board. What problem are you solving on my behalf, just like I'm solving some in your life? What burden are you helping me to lift? What roadblock are you helping me to remove? In what way are you making my journey to be fast? Just like I'm aiding you with information to move on. I may not have physically come to get involved in your life, but trust me, under this God, the teachings that you have been receiving have been giving you principles, the ignite principles in your life by which you've been governing your life. Past association. The first one is what? Past achievement. The last one is past mistakes and past failures. I think I'll continue in the second service. God bless you. If you can get the total today, get it in the end of this service. I need to leave. God bless you.